Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you're joining me. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, you guys. I know you are listening to this on Wednesday, but I'm recording this on Sunday, and happy Sunday. I hope you guys all had a really fantastic, wonderful weekend. This weekend, I did some necessary things, some things I needed to get done. It feels so good to get them done, but I also really prioritized myself and my time. I really limited how much socializing I had. It's just felt really nice to just enjoy my weekend. It's felt really great to enjoy my weekend. I have a few crazy weekends coming up very soon of traveling to some very fun places that I'm really excited to travel to, but it's just gonna be a lot. So I'm trying to soak in the quiet, soak it in as much as I can. Before we truly dive into this episode, I just have a couple little things to mention about this podcast. So, first off, I received a flag on my last episode. Normally, there is a audio at the beginning, like a little music. Okay, I have downloaded that legally. However, Spotify is flagging it, and my video was taken down on Spotify because of that song. I don't know what it is behind it. I know Spotify updates their guidelines pretty frequently. I don't know what was kind of going on with that, but if you kind of were listening, I took the song out of the beginning just because I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it to have possible videos and episodes taken down. It's a hassle for me. It's a hassle for you guys. I want you guys to have access to this as much as possible, just all the time. And to ease my heart and to ease my stress, because that was very stressful, as of right now, I'm going to remove that song from the beginning and the end of my episodes. I love it. I love it as a feature, but if it's gonna cause chaos and hassle for people to listen, especially just everywhere, then I hope you can understand that it's just not worth it, in my opinion. And second sliver, which is really good news, you guys, I have some really exciting things coming and coming very soon. I have been teasing some things on my story this morning, actually Sunday, so 3 days before you guys are listening to this. If you're following my Instagram, which you totally should, Talk About a Podcast, please. That's where you'll find all the updates and all the shebangs, yeah? But I recently was teasing a couple things. Okay, so stay tuned for some very awesome and fantastic news. I have an idea of when it's gonna come out. So just keep your mind open to that and keep your eyes open to that because it's gonna be really awesome and epic, and I can't stop smiling. I'm so excited for it. How are you guys doing? What is up? What's new? What's going on? How did this week treat you? I hope it treated you great. This week was a very good one. I think it was very good. I feel like my mind was in a different perspective this week. And today, actually, I had a couple ideas of what I wanted to talk about this episode. Okay, I always have kind of a running list of things that I kind of want to talk about, and the way I choose my episode topics is just truly what I've felt most passionate about during the week, what I've thought more about during the week, just the most active thing that I've been thinking about. And I actually asked my mom. I was like, "Hey, mom, bestie gal, what do you think I should talk about in today's episode?" And she brought up fall. It's around my house, and my community are absolutely wonderful. They are beautiful. I think we're nearing, if not peak, we're nearing the peak. And I'm literally I want to go on a walk every single day because I don't want to miss how freaking unreal and wonderful it is. I feel like this time around, this year around, I don't know if it's just because I'm present more and I feel the most myself that I've felt in a really long time, but I'm loving this fall. One thing that I've been really wanting to talk about recently was busyness and our schedules and kind of having a hectic life. I have a very hectic life, and I find it really hard to find stillness a lot of the times. I find it really hard to find just peace and to clear my mind. And even when I do clear my mind, I don't feel like it's fully cleared because I just have so much on my heart and on my mind and things to do and things that I'm wanting to do. And even when I'm like, this weekend is to myself, I'm running around knocking out 80 different things that I've really wanted to do. And I just don't feel as well rested as I would like to. And I think that specifically in this season, specifically in fall, when people are going back to school, when people are ramping up for certain things, you know, like they're realizing they have things that they need to get done that they've kind of postponed from summer. This season specifically is just another level of busy. And I don't know if it's because we're just really wired, but I really want this episode to focus on the changing of the seasons, fall specifically, and how to find stillness and how to combat our busy schedules because it's really hard to. It's really hard to. And I think it's so needed and it's so beneficial when we do. And so, with that being said, you guys, let us talk about stillness in the busyness. You know the drill. I can't stop you guys. I need this. If you are listening to this episode, I want to know that you're listening. I want you to engage with me. Comment down below or DM me or anything if you're listening to this, your favorite drink and if I should try it. Okay, I really want to try some new things as I go to the store and get a couple things. So if you think I should try a drink and you are listening to this and you are engaged, stop what you're doing. I'm giving you the ability to stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Comment or DM me or anything. Okay, don't lose your train of thought. I want to know if you're engaged. I want to know if you're engaged. But here today, you know the drill. My strawberry vanilla Olipop. She's a mini. She's a mini. I think it's so cute. I think it's so cute. Okay. Cheers, you guys, to a fantastic, wonderful, amazing, awesome, epic, peaceful episode. Okay. Cheers to you. Cheers to me. I love you. Let's do this. I'm not gonna lie. She tastes a little different today. I think it's because I got my teeth whitened. Anyway, finding stillness, ironically, can be one of the hardest things that we do. If you are a busy person like me and you like to remain busy, you like having things to do, people to see, things on your plans, things to look forward to, you like all that stuff. You love filling your calendar. Finding stillness can seem impossible. Real stillness, not just like, oh, I have one night here and there to myself. Finding stillness can be so difficult. And I don't know why. I feel like personally, I really struggle doing nothing. I don't know if you're like me. I struggle doing nothing sometimes. When I have a day to myself, my perfect day requires me doing things that I've been wanting to do, things that I've been wanting to check off my list, maybe seeing someone that I haven't seen. When I have time to myself, the last thing that I want to do sometimes is just lounge around. And I think that's because I have a really poor time with truly doing something beneficial for myself in the time that I have to myself. I feel like when I have time to myself, I'm always doom scrolling. I'm always watching a movie. I'm always, you know, doing things that are like mid, that like don't really help me out and make me stronger, smarter, whatever, right? I feel like my habit is to completely go on my phone and just disassociate. I don't think that that's a bad thing, but I think if that's my weekly roundup, weekly routine of spending time with myself, I'm not really spending any quality time with myself. It's me and my phone. That's what it is. It's not me and my mind. It's not me and my heart. It's not me and my spirit. It's me and my phone. And I still feel like when I do actively try to put time in my schedule, such as when I do devotionals and when I do this, to truly, truly associate with myself and even with God or my spirit or whatever, or just my mind, like really find stillness, true stillness, my mind is still fighting to think about other things. I'm still thinking about what I need to get done, the things I need to do, what I'm going to do after I find stillness, that kind of a thing. It's so hard for our minds to just remain quiet. Even when it's quiet, I feel like I last like a minute and then my mind is like, okay, I need to do this thing on my phone. And then I bring out my phone and I start scrolling. I hate that. I freaking hate that, you guys. I hate that that's so hard for me to do. And I don't know if you guys are like that too. I don't I don't know, but I do know that I know that this is a cultural thing because naturally, because we are a generation, my generation specifically, that has grown up with cell phones, our time span is so short. We have such a short attention time span, which is just so cruel. It's so cruel. I feel like my brain is just like, I can't focus. I need to be like looking at other things. And I don't even have like ADHD, but it's just my brain just struggles so hard to focus and be okay with silence and stillness. I feel like the only true stillness and silence and peace that I find is when I'm sleeping. I think one thing that's toxic about me is that no matter the season, I will feel like I need to do. Like I need to get things done. Like I need to keep my schedule busy. Like I need to keep moving. Like I can't stop and not do something and just embrace it. I think I've done an episode on routines. I've done an episode on making multiple routines so that way you're able to get the things that you want done. But one thing that I have a really incredible hard time with is making sure that I have a routine that involves true, absolute stillness. Stillness in my brain, stillness in my spirit, stillness in my body, time for me to rest, time for me to rejuvenate. And I think that no matter the season, even regardless of what the season's telling me, which for fall, most of the time I feel like this season, as it evolves into winter and as it gets colder and as it gets quieter and whatever, the season itself in my personal mind tells me to slow down. To slow down, but I have such a toxic trait to keep going quicker, and to keep making sure that I'm doing instead of just sitting and realizing and noticing. One thing that I feel like I've been really realizing this fall, you guys, is I've just, again, I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but I've really just mentioned and I've really just noticed. How beautiful this fall seems to be. And I feel like that's because I'm taking less time running and racing and rushing and more time just kind of sitting and noticing and breathing and trying to find what peace means. And those moments that I am stuck on my phone scrolling and doom scrolling and doing X, Y, and Z, I'm noticing more and more and more that I shouldn't be doing that and that I should be more present and that I should be in the moment more. Stillness is one of those things where I feel like you can't define it. It's one of those things where one person's way of finding stillness won't necessarily be your way of finding stillness, which I think makes finding it so much harder because, sure, are there things that, someone might tell you to do that feels nice, 1000%. But will you always continue to do it? That might be harder to really integrate into your routine, right? Because life gets in the way, things happen, and not every day is a complete duplicate of the last. And so, stillness within your week, stillness within your month might be completely different depending on the month, depending on the season, depending on where you're at. And so I feel like that's why stillness and peace are so hard to find. But one thing that I'm really truly noticing and I'm trying to depend on is that it's not necessarily just a physical thing to do and a thing to find, but it's a personal and it's a inward sense. Stillness within yourself. What do you need to do to find the quiet, to find the peace, to find the lack of needing to go? Where do you find stillness? And when you are actively pursuing your stillness, are you truly finding peace? Are you truly finding quiet? Or are you escaping into your phone and doom scrolling? Are you noticing the things around you? Are you truly charging your battery and your brain with the things and the natural surroundings that you have? Because I'll tell you this, and this is why this episode I feel like is a little bit more important to me, because I feel like this generation and this time, and I'm such a bad example of this because I'm literally the first person I'm sure my friends would like point at to be like, this is a problem, because it's such a problem in my life. But especially as I've gotten into work, especially as I have truly started to just be integrated with technology more, we know this. It is so bad for you technology can be so bad for you. And I'm having such a hard time escaping from that world to just enjoy. And as my mom was mentioning, like helping me choose what specific episode I should do today, her bringing up fall is a perfect representation of a time to escape from your phone, a time to escape from your normal sense of stillness, your normal desire of what you want to do to find peace. Because a lot of the times when we're tired, the first thing that we do is we pull out that dang phone. And again, I'm putting this out there because I'm outing myself. I'm literally the last person who should be preaching this. But I want to be the person who acts on this. And this is something that I've been feeling for a while now that I want to act on and I want to get better about. Because I feel it and I felt it this past year of working, of marketing, of building certain things, of editing. It's so hard to escape from technology. It's so hard to escape from that part of our lives. But I feel like as the seasons are changing, as it's literally physically changing in front of you and you're able to visibly notice it and embrace it and live through it, my heart and my mind are kind of just pushing for me to put that dang phone down and just be. To just be. I feel like busyness is one thing, but true stillness in your stillness, in those moments that you integrate into your day and into your routine to find peace and to find quiet, need to truly be quiet, need to truly be something for you. They need to be something that truly fuels you, that's not just an escape from the world that you're going through and the busyness and the craziness of work or the busyness of school or the drama that you're facing in life, but it needs to be true peace in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. And I think one thing that I find that truly helps me is prayer. And I know that that could be something that people are like, okay, like I know that. I know that prayer can be an escape, but let's dissect that a little bit. Let's just have a quick little conversation about the importance of prayer. When you're praying, you're speaking through your heart and through your spirit to someone who wants to fuel you and feed you. God wants to be the energy giver to you. So when you are trying to find stillness and peace and quiet in something other than Him, in a way, it becomes an idol. And in a way, you know this because you feel it physically, emotionally, and mentally. It doesn't fuel you. It doesn't feed you. It doesn't truly give you that full sense of peace. One thing that podcasters that I listen to, such as Ali Yost, preaches is truly starting your day and finding time within your day to have your secret space, whatever that is. A place where you go to talk to God, your safe place, a place where you go to be with yourself and to be with God. And that's something that I've been trying to really dissect about where that could be for me, considering I live at home and it's a little harder for me to go into a corner of the house and just be. I feel like every corner of my house has something going on, which makes it harder for me, quote unquote, harder for me to truly act on my stillness, right? But I feel like this is such an important necessity into finding stillness. Because when you find stillness with yourself, you shouldn't have any distractions. It should be coming from your internal mind, your spirit, your heart. It should be coming from that center of you, not some inanimate object that is an escape, that's an idol, that's something that we put in front of us as a temporary fix. As fall is changing around me and as things are becoming more vibrant and more beautiful and just more colorful around me, in a way, I feel like that is God telling me to put things down and to just be, to just breathe, to spend time with Him, to notice the things that He is doing in the world around us, to notice the things that He is doing internally within you. I feel like there's a reason to why this fall and this time has been so different for me compared to previous years. And I think it's just because my heart notices that it's not just outward change, but it's internal change. That God isn't just painting a picture of certain things around me, but He's truly painting certain things within me. And that the change and the peace that I'm seeking isn't just happening in the nature around me, But it's happening within me if I allow it. If I put certain distractions and certain things down, and I take the true time to find stillness within stillness, to find peace within peace. And that doesn't happen from me. That doesn't happen from me saying I need to sit in quiet and I need to just let my thoughts be thoughts. Because Lord knows that even when you sit in quiet, your thoughts will still go. But it's in your stillness, depending on something to bring you that peace and to reach out to something in my life, which is God and my relationship with God, who is the giver of my peace, to help bring more of that into my life. Peace doesn't just come from peace. Stillness doesn't just come from stillness. What do in your time, in your day, in your life to ensure that you find true stillness in your busyness? Because when you find that stillness, that is when your busyness becomes more lively, becomes more vibrant. You're able to fuel more. There are so many times in the Bible, you guys, that Jesus is found needing time to himself. I'm going through Matthew right now. I'm doing a devotional on Matthew, and there are so many times where Jesus needs to go off by himself, to be at peace with himself, to talk to God, to spend time by himself. He needs to be alone for however long it could be minutes, it could be hours, it could be days, it could be a week, you guys. Jesus needed to do that so often to find peace and to know what God was telling him to do. Countless and countless, countless times, I find myself highlighting and highlighting and highlighting. Jesus went to be alone. Jesus went to be alone. He went to be alone. He needed to be alone. And I'm like, when can I truly find that stillness and that quiet and that alone time and that peace for myself? True peace, true stillness, where I can notice the things that are happening around me, where I can hear God clearly, where I can feel and realize and notice the things that I need to do for myself to make my busyness more lively. And again, it's so hard to do, but it is a choice. It is an action. And I've been really trying to realize that and notice that this time around, this year, this season, this fall, is it's a choice to say no sometimes when you need true stillness and you need time to be alone. You cannot embrace your busyness if you have not fully soaked up your stillness. Not fully found true peace within your stillness. I think that this is such an important topic. And I think that this is something that, again, I am seriously trying so hard to continuously implement into my life because it's so hard. As someone who is so incredibly busy, it is so hard to embrace stillness and to find true stillness. But it's not impossible. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that this maybe reminded you that you need to find stillness in your chaos or even in your stillness to truly, truly not just disassociate from the world, but to maybe try to find stillness in a different way, to find peace in a different way, to just be in a different way. I think this is like really something that is so important to me right now, and it's something that I'm really truly trying to actively seek. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope that it made sense. I hope that you guys found structure within it. And if you did, please let me know. If you like this episode, please let me know. I have some really fun news coming up, you guys, and I want you guys to hear it the minute it comes out. And so if you haven't followed me, if you haven't subscribed to me, if you haven't, truly engaged in anything of mine, and you do like the stuff that I put out there, engage with me. I love it when you guys reach out to me. More and more and more you guys are reaching out, and I can't even explain it enough. It brings so much joy to me. I can't even express it. I can't even like express how much joy it brings to me hearing you guys reach out to me. People who have never met before reach out to me everywhere, being like, I love this. Thank you. This resonated with me. This is exactly what I needed to hear. I'm so glad I'm not alone. That's exactly why I do it, you guys. So please continue to reach out to me. Continue to let me know what you guys think and just continue to engage with me, you guys. Follow me, like, subscribe, rate all of the wonderful things for this podcast, for this episode even. Let me know that you guys like it. And yeah, I think I'm just gonna kind of close that out. I think I'm just gonna kind of close this episode out. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing week. I will talk to you so, 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 so very soon. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Bye.